You're going to do an interviewee session.
No, it's only a bit of fun, right? It's Saturday. It's the last day of skiing. My guide is Roger.
In the group we have.
Opposite me, we have
Mike Warbrick and John Pym.
John, can you say hello, please?
Hello, please.
Neil.
And Neil on the end.
Neil's the important sweep. And
Roger.
You've never been called important before, have you?
And Roger's guiding Louise, who's skiing very well.
How have we been so far?
Well, we've got video evidence of how badly you've been skiing, Louise.
Yeah.
Don't show anyone the video. No. Yeah, just send them the audio.
Yeah, Roger?
Yes, I think we're doing very well. We haven't had any major crashes. Box is working well. Tapping's going well. And I'm hungry.
Yeah. So soon he'll get his pizza, but yeah. Which restaurant are we in, please?
The pizza restaurant.
Yeah, okay, the bottom of what?
It's the Chalet Torah.
Okay.
The Chalet Torah restaurant.
Okay. So are you ready, Mark? Mike even?
I've done my bit now, haven't I?
No.
How did you
get into skiing?
How did we get into skiing? A chap called Mr. John Knight, in the early days of the Guide Dog Adventure Group, took his wife skiing for the first year of the Guide Dog activity, and she didn't like skiing, so the following year John was keen to go and he asked if I'd go skiing with him. John's a visually impaired person at the sailing club. And so from there, he got me out on the slopes, and there was a chap called Graham George who was teaching piloting, and we started piloting using a ski pilot. And that's how it started.
And a ski pilot, can you explain a ski pilot? Because I've only been on one once.
A ski pilot is two lengths of plastic drain pipe, 32mm plastic drain pipe, about 2 metres long, with a little crossbar. So the VI skier holds the crossbar in front of the guide, and the guide's feeding in turn information into the crossbar from behind the skier. And you can go very quickly, you can ski almost anything with a pilot, and it gives you lots of security and lots of freedom.
So how many years did you do with him?
It's probably going to be 25, 30 years ago since we started.
Where have you been skiing?
On a
mountain.
Europe, Canada, America.
Where's the best
Austria.
Place?
So
that last one we did was called.
Oh gosh, where's
Sierra?
The best place? I enjoyed Breckenridge in America as a high altitude resort, really good. Mr. Pym was there on that trip.
How many years? Well, who was that with? Guide dogs?
That must have been 15 years ago.
Guide dogs.
Yeah.
In my days when I was a student, which is why I didn't come, because I couldn't afford it.
Those
prices were ridiculous. I had a look at Rosa.
It was a good organisation.
Oh, yeah, not doubting that.
Loads of stuff.
I'm not doubting that. I just mean.
Are you a guide dog owner, Louise?
No, definitely not.
So you wouldn't have had that much contact with the guide dog organisation?
Well, yeah, but I knew enough people that were.
Right. Good. Is that the end of the interview?
No. One last question, then we'll stop. Could you just tell me what we've done today, please?
What we've done
apart
today?
Apart from skiing. We did two on the nursery slope.
We did two on the pommel lift on the nursery slope, then onto the chair, from the chair up to the Cret ski area. We did the Cret ski area up and down three times. And then down onto the Gendry 2 gondola, and then from there up to the top, not quite on the top of the glacier, but the next one down. We didn't do the pommel lifts at the top, and then we skied back down to this restaurant. We went up again, and then skied down, and we're here.
You've skied with different people each day. How many people on the box do you think this week?
Sorry, how many people using the music box?
Yes.
There's probably
No, how many have you guided?
How many have I guided? I've skied with Nige, I've skied with Mark, skied with Sharon.
Yeah, and now John.
And now John. That's only four. There should be another one in there somewhere.
Unless it was one of the sighted ones that can just follow you.
The one day I didn't ski because I was just sweeping.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, sweeping is basically mopping up the pieces. Going behind to check.